Hi, this is Elise.
And this is Hannah.
And this is Love Her, Leave Her Wild, episode one.
Woohoo!
It's really exciting to do this.
I know, I'm excited. It's really fun.
Yeah, it is really fun. We are so excited that you guys can listen to this with us and know that you are a part of our show. I do have a link in my bio for a survey if you want to submit any topics you uncovered, advice you need, or your secrets that you just kind of want to get out there.
Yeah. Those are fun. I love when you do those.
People love those. People love secrets. They love the question of the week.
Spilling the tea.
Yeah, spilling the tea. So we'll do those podcasts as well. So a little bit about me, if you're coming into this cold and not from our Instagrams, my name is Elise and I am behind the Instagram Flicks on Fleek, Flicks_on_Fleek. I am a former social worker and I've worked in the mental health field. I worked for Child Protective Services. I also write. I finished part one of an ebook that's being edited. I'm in the middle of part two and I've written several articles that you can Google. And I've worked with A&E, the television network, on some projects. I'm an advocate. And I am getting my finalization of my divorce next month. So I'm a single mom to Felicity, who is five and has Down syndrome. And that's basically me.
Did you cover your age?
Yeah, I'm 40.
40 and fabulous.
40 and fabulous, blah, blah, blah.
I'm Hannah. I'm 29 in June, so I'm not even 29 yet. I too am divorced as of last year. January 2nd. I don't really know why I needed to throw in that specific date, but I did. I have two little girls. Adeline is five in a couple days, a week, and Clara Mae is three. Adeline also has Down syndrome, and her and Felicity are about 6 months apart. A little bit about me. I have a background. I have my esthetician license, but I have not been practicing. I like to say I'm a retired esthetician. I just keep it up to date in case I ever want to use it. I stopped working in the esthetician field when I had Adeline and realized the diagnosis was going to make me be a stay-at-home mom. Then I got divorced and things changed and I had to find work. Pre-COVID, literally right before the world shut down, I had finished my Pilates instructor training school and was working towards my hours for my test out and becoming an instructor. And that has been put on hold. So I'm slowly finishing that. In the meantime, I decided to pick up some clay and start making earrings. Have a little Instagram shop, Rose and Grace, which is the middle name of Clara Mae is Rose and Adeline's middle name is Grace. And Rose and Grace kind of just represented my life, I feel like, at that time. And I had was going through a lot and felt like I was at like rock bottom. And she, Rose and Grace, was pretty much how that came to be. So me and Elise actually brainstormed that name for quite a few days, and that's what it came to be, Rose and Grace. So
yeah. Right. And Hannah gave me the title of my book, Love Her, Leave Her Wild.
Oh yeah, I did do that.
She did. We brainstorm a lot. So yeah. And then we met through social media.
Yeah. I found Flicks on Fleek when I got my prenatal diagnosis, and a friend of mine had pushed me to start blogging. So I kind of opened my Instagram up to the world of being an influencer, I guess, that came out of nowhere. But and yeah, I met Elise virtually. And then we actually ended up living near each other and met up, and our kids became friends, and here we are.
Yeah. Same. My Instagram, I had no idea was going to blow up the way it did at all. And that is still crazy to me, but the opportunities that have come from it are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once you hit a certain number, I feel then you start being able to do ads.
Yeah.
And, ads aren't everybody's favorite.
Oh yeah. I mean, I even hate them, but
yeah,
they're hard to do. Hard work. No one really knows that part of it.
No, they don't. It is actual work. You know, they have a lot of, stipulations, and you know they need
contracts.
To do contracts and approvals and image license and you know everything else, but as single moms we need to do those ads sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, but so what, has there ever been a company that approached you that you're just like, absolutely not, I cannot do this?
I get awful ones of like, you know, like Frank's hot dogs, and I'm just like, my children don't eat hot dogs, and I'm not gonna promote hot dogs on my Instagram.
No, Frank's hot dogs.
Yeah, or like weird stuff that I just like don't even, I don't know, just wouldn't be authentic. So you know, I turn it down. But I feel like we've both got that vibrator ad.
Yeah, we got a request to do an ad for a vibrator.
Yeah,
and I'm like, have you looked at my Instagram?
Like my children are all over my Instagram, so I'm not really sure. I love those emails. Hey, Hannah Lorraine, or underscore Hannah Lorraine, we took a look at your Instagram and we feel like your account would be perfect for this product. And then you look at the product, I'm like, you didn't know anything about me. You didn't even pay attention to my Instagram.
Exactly. And even though it's hard to turn down money, because like I said, single moms, and we definitely need the money. We also deny some as well. I had the vibrator. I had sauerkraut. Sauerkraut. And I was just like,
it's your Wiener Schnitzel.
I don't even remember what it was. It was weird. It was a weird company, but it was sauerkraut. And I'm like, I told my friend, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with the sauerkraut. And she's like, maybe you can make like a sauerkraut monster costume. And I was just like, that's weird, you know, but you got to do what you got to do. And, you know, like I said, I do, and I know you do too, pick topics or products actually that we either already love, mm-hmm. or
we review them,
yes,
then love then, them and agree, yes, to, yeah,
yes, because we just did a couple on mine that Felicity already loves. So a lot of people always ask us, like, you know, how do you get so many followers? And I'm always like, I have no idea.
Oh, this is what I used to say. This is so funny. Now it's even funnier. I used to say, well, marry someone who joins the military, then you get pregnant and get a prenatal diagnosis, and then he leaves and you do it all by yourself and people feel really bad for you. So they follow you because your life makes them feel better about their own. So then following that, you get divorced and your mom dies. And just kidding.
No, your content is great.
I mean, it's okay.
The girls are awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah. And mine was just about like just being super honest about my journey through Down syndrome, because I had a birth diagnosis, and I just wanted to therapeutically, I cannot watch this woman eat ice cream from her huge spoon while I'm trying to talk about the diagnosis story.
Okay, I'm done.
So I needed to write out, you know, my feelings and hope that maybe it could help someone. And so now it's like changing, mm-hmm. of course. I mean, I'll always be an advocate for Down syndrome, but you know, now our life is so different. You know, my husband and I are ex-husband, we're divorced, or it'll be final. It's filed, but it'll be final in a couple weeks. And, you know, then just honestly talking about that, you know, and in my life, and, you know, finding myself again, and, you know, advocating for her, advocating for myself, and reaching not only just moms or moms of kids with disabilities, but like women.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just feel so, and you know me, I'm super empowering. And I just love power. Yes. My pep talks are amazing.
Oh, she plays this music in the background when she talks and her Marcos. And I'm just like, God, this is like a free therapy session and a hype session all in one. It's like,
yeah. So now great. I feel like I'm more in connection with the followers, because, you know, we talk about deep stuff.
Yeah.
And
they share some really deep stuff with you.
Yes, they do. They do share. And I am so honored they do that. I mean, that means a lot to me. And I get so many messages about, like, I love your responses to these people. You're so compassionate. And I mean, it's my years also being a social worker. But it just means so much to me that I feel, even though the subject has changed, that I just feel that has gotten me more connected to everybody.
Yeah.
And they're awesome. And some of them make me laugh so hard.
Mm-hmm.
So hard. They're hilarious. I have like the funniest followers. They're amazing. But then there's the occasional troll.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah. And then there's just the occasional, you know, Your kid's retarded.
Oh yeah.
They should die. Why are they living? That's hard, but it was hard. It was really hard at first. But now I just block. I don't even comment. I block. I delete and block. And I think once you do that enough, most of the trolls will leave you alone because they know you're not going to respond.
Yeah.
So that helps.
I had one lady tell me, I don't even know if it was a lady, whatever it was. That I should drop a piano on Adeline's head to unscramble her brains.
Oh my gosh.
And then she would probably be fucked up. I know. I was like, I'm sorry. What? I don't even know if I told you the story in person, because I don't even think we knew each other really back then. Yeah. Adeline was little. She was a baby. I was wearing her at the mall, and I was in line at Victoria's Secret, and these two girls standing in front of me, older ladies, turned around and they're like laughing. And she literally looks me dead in the eyes and she goes, I didn't know it was bring your retarded baby to the mall day. And I was just like,
oh my gosh, get out of here.
I was speechless. And I just stared at her like, and Adeline was being perfect. She was like the perfect little baby. She didn't cry. She didn't even have strong enough lungs to cry. Yeah. And I was just like, I have to go because I'm going to murder you. I'm going to rip your face off and pull your hair and beat you to shit right here in Victoria's Secret. So I just left because I was like, oh my, I don't even know what to do.
It's just terrible. I'll tell you my worst one that I've had. Some lady got mad at me and said, I hope your child grows up to be a Republican. And I was like, how dare you? Number one, how dare you? No, but I have had really, really terrible things similar to that. Then there's the judgy people. And look, we know we're putting our stuff out there. So we know we're going to get judged by someone. Mm-hmm. And you know, it is what it is. That comes with the territory, but it's still really frustrating, really frustrating.
Yeah.
Or one time, someone commented about how much the TV was on in my house. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Do you think I'm recording this like all day, every minute?
Yeah.
Because if you notice, my story times are like 1 hour, 2 hours.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I can have the TV on as long as I want.
Yeah, you can. And it's background noise. Like,
yeah. Yeah, boy, half me. The time Felicity is like playing in her playroom or in her bedroom listening to music and playing with her stuffed animals, and the TV's still on out here.
People are awful.
Yeah, they are awful. And that's kind of behind the scenes. And then, you know, you have people that just disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like other accounts that have a decent following that don't agree with something that you say. And then they're just like unfollowing. And it's so dramatic. It's so like, am I in high school right now?
Yeah.
We're all just trying to do our thing here.
Yeah. And even if you disagree with something someone says, mm-hmm. and you still are in the same, I don't know, like family or community of.
Yeah.
And you can't even like that person because they disagree with you on something, but you're both advocating for the same thing.
Exactly. Let me go off on this little rant. You know, I just find the people that fight for inclusion the most are the least inclusive sometimes with other parents.
Yeah.
Which is pretty ironic.
The Down Syndrome world on Instagram is so clicky.
God.
I never really wanted to get into the Down Syndrome community. I tried really hard not to just like jump fully into it because I just didn't want someone who's getting a Down Syndrome diagnosis, I would want them to know that like that's not all their life is, you know, like your life isn't just going to be 100% all the time Down Syndrome. Like your life can be normal. It can look normal. So here's a picture of my cute kid who has Down Syndrome, but here's also all the other shit that we do that is normal. And I just felt like it became this like clicky, like selling point. And I don't know. I couldn't get into it really. So I remember everyone would like quote all these people. It's like, I don't know if you call them famous people in the Down Syndrome community. I'm like, I don't know who that is. Like, I'm not following because
I didn't either.
Yeah. Like, I didn't catch that.
I was just doing my own thing.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, those are some of the hard, I guess, behind the scenes stuff.
Did you ever have any cool experiences? Like one time I was at the mall and I think it was Forever 21 or H&M or something. And I was paying for my purchase and the lady at the cashier or whatever, and she like looks at my name on my card and she was like, "Are you Adeline's mom?" And I was like, "Yes." And she was like, "Oh my gosh, I follow you on your daughter on Instagram." And I was like, "That's really funny." And I've been like stopped and people have been like, "Oh my gosh, can I take a picture with Adeline?" And this actually happened out here. This mother, she stopped me and she was like, "You're Adeline's mom, aren't you?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Is she here?" She was like out with my mom, like being pushed around the shoulder or something. And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "I would love to take a picture of her. My daughter follows you guys on Instagram and like you totally just make her day. She wants to go into like the special needs, like occupational therapy world." And funny story, she like for Christmas, her mom set up for me to like surprise her daughter and bring Adeline to a coffee shop. And she like met Adeline and it was like all she wanted for Christmas that year. It was so sweet. And then I ended up like inviting her to, I think Adeline's birthday that year, which was like really cool. And those kind of experiences were really fun too. Like as bad as people can be, there's also like genuine humans out there that like love your child and they've never met them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely true. I would say I've had way more good experiences than bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've gotten stopped quite a few times and it's always very like so weird to me. Cause you know, I still think of it as like a photo journal.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That I'm writing and I
forget that people follow it.
Yes. Yes. And that will recognize us, you know? But my favorites are, I get a lot of really amazing messages from people about whether they're new parents and just, you know, how they say they feel better.
Yeah.
After reading you know, my posts, or there was one I got where she had been following me for a couple of years. She didn't have any kids with Down syndrome. And then she got a prenatal diagnosis after having already followed me for that long. And then said she knew it was going to be okay. She wasn't even upset. And awesome. That basically was such a huge part of why I started it. It's just amazing. Just so many people that I've gotten great messages from and really connected with through Down syndrome. And then, like I said, as things have started to change with my life and Instagram, I have gotten even more from them about their lives and just, I think, you know, essentially everybody wants connection.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why we started the podcast, because you know, we wanted to talk more in depth about all of this stuff that people don't really like to talk about.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, no one talks about the, I mean, I'm not going to say nobody, but a lot of people don't talk about the dirty, deep, not pretty things on Instagram, because Instagram is now a highlight reel. And
yeah,
fake it till everything looks good.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just not that. And I think what really allowed me to see it was people's responses to, you know, my questions and wanting advice. Is just, I saw that need for the connection. And like I said, I've just had such an amazing relationship with these people that I've never even met, but I feel connected. Like, I want to know that they're okay. I want them to know that I am thinking about them and that I want them to be okay and that they have my support.
Yeah.
And so this is just another avenue to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to do it, and I'm excited that you're doing it with me.
Thanks for asking me.
Of course. So, and we're excited. Our second episode is going to be about divorce. We're dropping 3 episodes when we drop the podcast. That way you guys have your pick and you don't have to, you know, wait too long. And, we're really excited. Don't forget, there's a link in my bio, flix_on_fleek, that you could submit topics that you think you'd want covered, advice that you need, or secrets that you need to get off your chest. And we'll do episodes about that. So we're just really glad you're here. And, we just want to be honest, you know, with you guys and talk about the hard stuff, but talk about the fun stuff. 'Cause episode 3 is going to be about dating.
Ooh, that one's fun.
And I'm telling y'all right now, we definitely get personal. it's personal in both the divorce and the dating episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll welcome you on this ride with us.
You should give a synopsis, I guess, of what Love Her, Leave Her Wild means.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So the idea behind Love Her, Leave Her Wild is mostly about loving someone as they are, and not wanting to change them or not having these unrealistic expectations. And just leaving them who they are and not making them change. And, you know, if that means you're wild, but just like wildflowers, just leave them out there. And so I think it hit home for me with Felicity, you know, and those expectations, you know, of the baby I was going to have and loving her just as who she is. And then I had to learn to love myself just the way I am.
Yeah.
And so that's the whole concept of behind Love Her, Leave Her Wild.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, you came up with it.
Give myself a pat on the back.
There you go. It's cool. So, all right. Well, we will meet at the next one. Episode 2 is divorce. Love Her, Leave Her Wild is sponsored by Rose and Grace. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook. My upcoming book of the same name, Love Her, Leave Her Wild. The nonprofit Dear Mom, who supports mothers with kids with Down syndrome, give them some love on Instagram and Facebook. And then the organization Never Alone at North, where they have decided to have this organization at a high school after a friend had committed suicide, a student, and where they pair up the older teenager with the younger and, you know, let them normalize anxiety and depression and that it's okay to say you're not okay. So we will meet again on episode 2. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.